You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Do you want to talk at all about this Anderson .Paak album?
You know, I want to have a conversation about the response.
Okay.
Because I heard the album on accident.
Yeah.
I've gone on record saying I'm not a fan. I think he's talented, but I'm just not a fan of his music. But I heard it at the barbershop this weekend, and it was like, it's really good. Go ahead. And it was interesting because you talked about this with Kanye, and we even talked about this with his album 2 months ago. Was it Oxnard?
Yeah.
Where people were like, nah, that's not it. And he comes back and he's like, oh, wait, I got another album. And people are like, yeah. That's better. And I think it's really a testament to this era that we've kind of talked about at length. Like, you know, if you make a mistake, if you put out a whack album, you kind of got to live with that album for however long the label is going to make you promote it. So that's 6 months. That's a year, however long that is. In this era, you can bounce right back in 8 weeks with a whole other project. And because the attention span is so short, people are like, all right, bet. And if it's good, they'll forgive you. And that's clearly what happened here.
Yeah. Like, I heard this and my first thought was, oh, this is like Put This On When You're Cleaning the House album.
Like, yes, this is the album. Yes.
Yeah. This is the album that like you do chores to.
Yes.
You're right. It's been an interesting response, right? I think for fans of Anderson .Paak, they were like, this is the music we want you to make. I think for critics, there's been a muted response. And I think that's because they have the temptation to look at Anderson .Paak and go, look how versatile this guy is, right? He's singing, he's rapping, he's playing drums, he's doing all this stuff. And they think that because you have that kind of versatility, that you should be making these like genre defining albums or something, you know what I mean? Or like, but instead it's very clear to me that Anderson .Paak is a guy who likes to make a certain kind of music that certainly is heavily inspired by certain influences, and he likes to play music live, and he's basically making albums that have songs that can be played live, and like this guy is going to be bookable at festivals for the foreseeable future, and like that's what he likes doing, and he's making a career out of it. Like, I don't think that the critics know what to do with that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's also the thing where like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, he was making this, but then he worked with Dre and took a risk and did all this stuff. It's like, yeah, but was like the music, memorable in some way? Or was it like fun to listen to or whatever your criteria is? And like, I think the critics had this, like, they, and we do it on the show, we're guilty of this, right? Where like, you love to think about like, this natural progression in an artist's career, like, oh, first you do this album and then you grow a little bit and you make this album and you grow a little bit and make this album. Sometimes it's not like that. And I think Anderson .Paak is one of those guys who it's not like that for. Like, I think he's going to, like, you know, he's going to sort of make albums that sound like this every so often. And sometimes he's going to make something else. And he's just going to, like, I think he just likes making a couple different kinds of music and that's it. Right. He's not trying to, like, be a huge star. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And in this area, I agree. I agree. I think that it seems like in retrospect that Oxnard was one of those things. You ever hear something about where somebody wants something for you and you may not necessarily want it for yourself?
For sure.
I think that's what happened. It seems like Dre and that whole Aftermath team, Anderson fits. How you described him fits like the Grammy narrative. Eclectic and crosses genres and all this stuff, right? And Malibu was such a defining album for him, where you make another one of those and then you kind of get into those circles. It's what happened with Kendrick too, where we thought that Good Kid, Mad City was going to get him in those circles. Good Kid, Mad City kind of made him a blip. Then they were like, do it again. He did it with to Pimp a Butterfly. They were like, yeah, sure. But by the time Damn came out, like, he was the household name that we knew that he was going to be two albums ago. And it just seems like Anderson would be cool if that happened. I don't think he's fighting it. I don't think he's a guy that's running away from success. I think he's a guy that just loves to do music, as you described. And he's like, yeah, if that happens, that'd be great. And if it doesn't, he's not really tripping either. And just when you go back and you listen to, I went back and skimmed through Oxnard, and yeah, it just feels like they were like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the Grammy. I could just see Dre. Yeah, hell yeah. It's going to be. Yes, this is going to be the Grammy album. And Anderson's is like, yeah, sure. Okay. Maybe. I hope so. But it wasn't. And Anderson was like, oh, that's fine. I've already got 14 more records. These are 100% the records that they did during those sessions. And Dre was like, no. It's this one. And Anderson kept them, probably finished them. Because it just seems like Anderson's right. Somebody who that's all he does is music. Right. Okay, yeah, I got records. I can finish these. Finish them, put out another project. There's probably low overhead because that's probably still part of the Oxnard budget. And what do you know? He's back on. Good for him.
Yeah. What'd you think of Andre's verse?
Do I have to be the guy to say it?
Go ahead, say it.
He's doing too much.
Yeah. A little bit.
He's doing too much. He's, listen, we talk on this show about white rappers rapping too fast and getting away with saying absolutely nothing by rapping really fast. And I'm sure if I go to Rap Genius, what he's saying is so prolific and so astounding. I'm sure. But if I'm cleaning up the house.
Yeah.
Or if I'm running around doing errands, I'm not listening like that. You know, I went back and I listened to I need to hear J. Cole's verse. But Party came on the radio a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. But remember, J. Cole was on the original version and then they did the remix with Andre.
Oh, like, yeah.
What was Andre talking about on that record? Like, it's a party and it's like, this is the guy who, like, he takes the microphone like at the height of the party and he just wants to start talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to debate, but he just kind of wants to. He wants to share some things that are on his mind. And like, no, just cut the music back on. What are you doing?
He's the guy who, you know, there's a random playlist playing at the party and he shows up and he's got like, he like unzips his backpack and he like pulls out like his DJ equipment. It's like, oh boy, someone's got an opinion.
Oh man. He's definitely, dang, I was that guy. No, but you wouldn't pull out DJ equipment. You pull out your CD book.
Right. Your CD book for sure.
And
later it was, I've got this iPod. Hold on just a second.
Yep. And it became, yeah, I'm a DJ this party. And you had to be careful when you DJed the party because sometimes people like us could get really nerdy. And we'd be like, yeah, we're going to play this new G-Unit radio that just came out. Everybody's trying to hear no new 50 play Wangsta.
Right.
That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear Banks Workout Part 3. We did.
Right.
But whatever.
Speaking of stuff that dedicated fans want to hear. Let's talk about some B-sides, man. So, your man Sean Corey Carter,
yeah,
announced a concert in New York City like a week and a half from now where he's doing a B-sides 2.
Yeah.
So B-sides 1, or the first B-sides concert was like almost 4 years ago now.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, May 2015. It was at Terminal 5 in New York, and I think it was a title event, right?
Yes.
We neither you or I were able to go, but the set list to that was crazy.
Yes, it was.
It was sort of like a Jay-Z fan dream come true.
Yes, it was.
And so the idea of, the opportunity to, we can try again. You and I were very excited the other day.
Yes.
Until I realized I literally couldn't make it because I was going to be out of town. And then you were excited until you realized that Jay-Z is charging $250 before Ticketmaster fees or anything else, for the cheapest ticket into this thing.
$250 for the cheapest. It's a 2,000 seat venue. All of my friends who I would go with, who I would road trip with here in Ohio, had other engagements. I literally have one friend who's willing to fly up from a different state and go. But, you know, like, it really all depends on the tickets. It was just a lot. And then I fly back from Florida the night before. So it would be get in late Thursday and then turn right back around and either fly to New York, drive to New York, and then just traveling in New York is already like, it was a lot of logistics versus buy a ticket, drive, go, come back. It was too much.
So
too much to coordinate, too much to coordinate within a week. I'm sorry.
When you and I were talking about this, what we started talking about sort of coming around is we were trying to figure out, well, what would we want to hear at a B-sides concert? So we sort of challenged ourselves to come up with, it's not quite a definitive 15. It's not quite exactly, at least for me, it's not quite a set list. But it's here, like, and for me, I did this with like the idea of like, what did he not play at the first one?
Yeah.
Because if I include what he played at the first one, which he probably will, then like there are some obvious ones and we can go through that set list if you want.
We probably should just for,
right,
for our listeners.
Well, if you want, I was going to say, we can start with your list because you probably didn't work off the original set list, right?
I didn't. I worked off memory and just going through his discography. So I know for a fact I missed a bunch.
Okay. So how do you want to start this? Do you want to run through the set list so we can all be clear on what he performed the first time?
Yes.
All right. He started with Dynasty Intro.
Okay.
Young, Gifted, and Black.
Okay.
Pump It Up Freestyle.
Okay.
Streets Is Watching.
Yep.
By the way, not a B-side.
I know. It was a single. But it's not
a single.
It's not a record you normally play at a Jay-Z concert.
Right. Right. Friend or Foe.
Yep.
Where I'm From.
He always plays that at his concert, so I was kind of...
Also, Video.
Yeah, it's a single for that. You can make videos for street singles, though.
Okay. Say Hello.
Yep.
He did a title freestyle where he talked about Spotify and YouTube.
Yep.
Politics As Usual.
Okay.
Guess Who's Back.
Okay, yep.
Show You How.
Yep. Let me delete that.
What's up?
So let me delete that because that's on my list.
Jigga My Jigga.
Oh, okay, the Rough Riders version.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yep.
Hovey Baby.
Nah, I'm keeping that on my list.
22 Twos.
Keeping that on my list.
You Don't Know.
Okay.
A Million and One Rhyme No More.
Mm-hmm.
So Ghetto.
Okay.
The Evils.
Yep.
So he ended up doing a little Primo section there.
Okay.
This Can't Be Life.
Okay.
Party Life.
Okay.
Success.
Oh, he did Success.
Yeah.
Let me delete that.
Ignorant-ish.
Okay.
Grammy Family.
Okay.
Takeover.
Yep.
You, Me, Him, and Her.
That will always ring off. Yes.
What We Do.
Yep.
Also a single. Click.
No.
Also a single.
The lowest part of the show for me.
We Made It with J-Elec.
How do you bring back Beanie Siegel and don't let him and Freeway do Rock the Mic? Why do you perform Click? God, that was just like, oh, that was such a layup. They have Rockefeller Posse Cuts. What are you doing?
Right.
I want to hear Click.
I mean, if you're going to do a song that was a single, like, you might as well do, if Beanie's there, you might as well just do It Again.
You could have did For the Fan. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, For the Oh, it's on my list. That's a single.
I don't care.
All right, we have different lists.
B-sides, listen, B-sides are songs that aren't Jay-Z hits. Doesn't mean actual B-sides.
Okay. Your list will be better than mine. My list is like super deep. B-sides. It's the deepest of deep.
All right. Okay. I'm curious to know your list.
Exhibit C.
Okay, sure.
Go Crazy.
Okay.
Who Dat? Jeezy.
Can I Live? Jeezy Kick Lately. Yeah. Okay.
In My Lifetime Remix.
Okay.
Feeling It.
Okay.
Imaginary Players.
Okay. Definitely not B-sides.
Dead Presidents.
Which one? One or two?
Part one.
Okay.
It's Like That. Never Change.
Okay.
Mama Loves Me. Allure.
Okay.
PSA.
No. Why do you end with...
Because people love that song.
Where the B-side show? I don't want to hear PSA. Do the remix with the Jackson 5 sample.
I saw somebody tweeting at Just Blaze on today, and they were like, they asked him about the Allure remix. Because I think I'm assuming Just Blaze will be there, but he might be Jay's DJ. I'm not sure how it'll work.
He had two DJs. He had a Guru and Just Blaze at the first one, I believe.
Right. So it's like, oh man, they play the, well, we'll get there. All right. So, so let me do my list because Please. My list is basically stuff that's not on here.
Okay.
Which meant I had to dig deep.
Okay.
So I started with some things that might be kind of singles, but they're Jay guest appearance, like guest verses. So it's stuff he never does.
Yep.
So like Blackout. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Four Alarm Blaze. I love that.
That won't ring off, but that record's crazy.
It won't.
Blackout or ring out. Monster. And if he brings back, damn. Oh, he has to do Monster. Yeah, that's good.
Pre-game.
Oh my God, bring Sauce Money out.
Ooh. Get Sauce Money on stage. Pre-game is so hard.
Pre-game is crazy.
Murdergram.
Murdergram's 1,000% on my list. This is the best. Here's the thing that sucks. We slept on those DMX tickets, and I've heard nothing but great things about his show.
Oh.
I've heard he's been killing his show. This is the perfect time to bring DMX and Ja back.
Oh, yeah. I thought of putting It's Murder on here, but to me that was a single.
Yeah.
But you could easily put It's Murder on here.
You could. I would prefer to hear Murdergram though.
So Appalled. Kills.
You know, I was curious about what Kanye records he was going to play. That really impacted my list.
Yeah, like I was trying to think like because I could see him doing stuff maybe from Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
I could see him doing...
Murder to Excellence.
Oh, yeah.
You can do Murder to Excellence. Because that's his solo J record, I think. Is Kanye on that?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the solo J record on
I Love
Watch
You.
The Throne? I Love You. Oh, Why I Love You. Oh, God, please don't do that.
I'd be the only one going, yeah!
And there'd be Russell Crowe somewhere in the corner.
I'm in the crowd. Where's Mr. Hudson?
You would be Mr. Hudson. He'd be sitting in the crowd next to you. I'm right here.
Young Girl.
Oh my God.
He'll never do it.
He'll never do it.
He'll never get on stage and start off a verse with
"I've got a young girl," and then it echoes. Woo, not yet quite 21. Oh my God, he bodies that. Dang, it's almost in my mind weather. Hold on, let me grab my Spotify real quick. You're 19,
young girl is.
You're lightning in the bottle, like you ring tomorrow. Hard. Oh, that record is hard. Okay, go ahead.
Hova song.
That's my intro. He comes out the Hova song on my list.
Yeah. I was originally, before I saw the set list, but before I tried to pick stuff that wasn't on this, I was originally thinking like he could do a whole section of songs that are based around his name. Hova song.
Yep.
Hovey Baby.
Yep.
And I'll go super deep cut on you. The DJ Envy song.
Yes. Over. All three on my list back to back to back. This is why we do this podcast. Yep. I had him doing that. I at least tried to do an intro, and that was the intro. Because I couldn't decide if I wanted him to come out to Hova song or the prelude.
Oh, Hova
song. But yeah, Hova song's a little more
I mean, he could get extra B-sides and do the whole stuff, including the stuff only on the UK version.
Woof. That's right, Young and the Wait is Over. Oh, my God. I can't believe nobody's rapped over that beat. Well, let me go to YouTube.
It's a weird one to loop. I looped it. It's a weird one to loop. But they leave most of it, I think.
They leave
I had to put the Allura remix on here.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out like how deep down the remix hole do I want to go, but like I put that and I put the Girls remix.
That's on my list.
I thought about for him to come out to. I kind of thought about Early This Morning.
That's my pickup after a lull.
Oh, you got a little lull and then all of a sudden, boom. Here's the thing. Like you and I were talking about this. Like, yeah, $250 is expensive, but like how much would I pay?
Yeah.
To hear?
If I had time to coordinate the
like a good.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, like if Just Blaze is there, you know, it'll be like a good quality.
There's a better version out there somewhere with better drums. I know I've heard it somewhere. I know I have.
I mean, those are the classic Just Blaze drums from that era. Like it's the same drum pattern as, oh my God, I can't even think. Well, first of all, it's pretty much the same drum pattern as Dynasty Remix, but also Dynasty Intro, but also Meet the Parents. Like it was the Just Blaze drums.
Yeah. If I had another week to coordinate, it's not the ticket. Like the ticket was like the last straw. If I can coordinate the logistics to get from Ohio to New York, like if I had another week to do that, I'd be there.
Crew Love.
I was thinking about my Bleak records. I've got one.
Oh, you wanted a whole Bleak session?
I've got an idea for his set list. Some things that I would want him to do.
You went way deeper.
I want Bleak to get some shine. I want his artists to do records like their B-sides. So like I've got Jay and Bleak doing Coming of Age. And then I've got Bleak doing My Mind Right. That would be nuts.
With Jay doing the remix.
He could, like, Bleak could do one verse and then Jay could do his remix and then Jay could get right back into his set. Hard. Crew Love is crazy, though.
I'll tell you one thing he won't be doing is Super Ugly.
No. He's never.
He'll never perform.
They're not doing diss records. They're not doing a diss records anymore. I don't even think Nas does Ether anymore live.
Right. I know. So it's not a B-side. It's not something he performs often, but I did think about, is that your chick?
I wonder, is that on the No Fly Zone list? Does he not do that record?
He might not. He could do a whole Timbo section, actually.
Lobster and Shrimp is on my list.
Oh, I forgot about it. See, that's a single. I didn't count it, but yeah, he'll never perform. Like, if I would have gone into this thinking, like, what stuff does he never perform live? Lobster and Shrimp would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. He bodies that.
Like, you could do that. You could do Come and Get Me.
Yeah, Come and Get Me's on my list. It's Hot's on my list.
It's Hot. Meanwhile, if that actually happens, I'm going to be so mad. I'm just going to be so mad.
I'm just going to throw a party. I think I'm going to throw a B-sides party.
Are they streaming it live?
I'm positive they're streaming it live. There's no way Jay's not streaming this live.
Does Tidal do 4K? The title? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Nobody does 4K.
All right, Dope Man.
Oh my God, how was that not on my list? Oh, I'm tripping.
That third verse. So we did a definitive 15 for Jay, but like a definitive 15 for Jay-Z verses would be super interesting.
Ooh. You're killing me right now.
This is a personal favorite. He'll never perform it. I know you wouldn't like it. I love Squeeze First.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
He kills Squeeze First. Young G's.
Okay.
I like how you're like, meh.
Yeah, I'm cool on Young G's. It's all right.
Bring It On.
Ooh.
Again, Sauce Money. Do a whole little Sauce Money section. Because then you can piece... do Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh. And then the Lox is there. The Lox can do, they can do Blackout. They right. can do, they can do Recognize and None of Y'all Better. Like they could, I mean, they've well, got a bag that they can get into
well,
too.
Well, then what they can do is they can, do, you can really blend them in my next pick, which is they can do their part for Black Rob's Can I Live? And then Jay does, remember Jay's freestyle over Can I Live? AKA what Dear Summer turned into?
I had Dear Summer on my list.
No, the Can I Live freestyle is way better.
Oh, do I need to pull that up?
You need to play that right now. That is ridiculous. He just kills that.
Freestyle. There it is.
I want to go on a little bit, man. Yo, I swear, if y'all put my verse on y'all records and all that, I want 700%.
This is peak Cassidy, I'm a Hustler, right?
700%. I'm coming in for 700%.
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody was using Jay on your records, right? On their hooks.
Yeah. Young Guns.
This isn't even the Can I Live beat. This is the sample.
M-E-Z. Like that.
No, this is the beat.
Nah, that's the sample.
You playing the bang, I'm playing the bang too. You saying my name, it's sync. Hold on.
Only Jay can make messing up his rhyme cool.
Right.
Can I? Y'all got me? You playing the bang, I'm playing the bang too. You playing the games, I'm seeing the thing through. You saying my name to entertain your crew. I ain't playing no games, shots change through. Fresh off probation, I gotta charge the doorway. My lawyer say for 80 large to go away. And I ain't no money to Jay, so you could get it broad day on Broadway. Why TRL taping? You playing the game.
All right. So there's a whole other verse before he gets into Dear Summer that never came out.
That's right.
Cause he goes at cause Dear Summer has some game shots in it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then he did Friend or Foe 1, but he did not do Friend or Foe 2. So I could totally see him doing the two of them back to back. Cause he's gonna reuse stuff from the first one.
Yeah. Absolutely. But
that was the end of my list. For wow. stuff that I could find, because again, I was like trying to limit it to stuff. Again, my criteria, not a single, not at the first show.
Okay.
It was kind of a short list.
Okay.
But I know you've got a different kind of list and I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, mine's a little different.
That's okay.
All right. So I got Hova Song.
Yep.
Hovi Baby.
Okay.
Hova. Then I got What We Talking About.
Okay.
I want to hear Oh My God because that's a beat that is made to be played loud, but I only want to hear the first verse. But I feel like loud in an arena or in a venue, that'll go. I got Marcy Me. Come and Get Me, NYMP. He's 100% doing his What's Free verse.
Oh, he is, you're right.
He's 100% doing Drug Dealers Anonymous.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I'm not trying to predict his set list. I'm talking about what I wanted to hear, but you're right. He's going to do that stuff.
Yeah. I went American Gangster. I want to hear American Dreaming. I got him doing No Hook. I would love to hear No Hook.
I forgot about No. I wasn't even thinking about No Hook. No Hook would be crazy.
I feel like he'll do I Know. Okay. Imaginary Players. I'll cut that. He has to do For the Fam. Because a mill goes on last.
Right, so they can just...
But I was thinking about Beanie, and I don't think he can do live shows anymore. Because of his lung. Because I had a whole Jay and Beanie set. They've never done It's On. They've never done Somehow, Some Way. He did this Can't Be Life. Like, I really wanted Beans to get some shine or something, but I don't think that's going to happen. Murdergram is hot. 22 twos. Dear Summer, but I like your Can I Live idea better. The Allure remix. I got him closing the show with Thank You.
Yeah.
I got him doing Coming of Age with Bleak. The first one, not the
Swiss.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the first one. I've got him bringing Drake out.
To do and what?
I couldn't decide. I would want them to do Light Up, but I feel like they would do like Paris Morton Music, but that's like Jay's weakest verse out of all of them. Because I don't think they would do Talk Up.
Because maybe they could do Talk Up. They would, I mean, maybe they could. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Because I picture Drake doing 5 a.m. in Toronto and sort of teasing the, I could do a B-side show too.
Yeah, let's come back to that. I want to talk about the idea of a Drake B-side show.
Okay. So I had Drake doing that. I've got Stick to the Script.
Okay.
I've got 1-900-Hustler.
Mm. I always forget that's not a single, but yes.
Yeah. 1-900-Hustler, because Free could come. I don't know what, and see, I don't know what Free's medical condition is right now, because he just got a kidney transplant recently.
Mm.
I got Breathe Easy, Lyrical Exercise.
Yeah, that's good.
The remix to Girls, Girls, Girls has to happen. And then finally, that hasn't already been said, I got Dead Presidents 3.
Hmm. Okay.
So you said a lot of the ones that I had already thought that he would pick, and I missed ones like Dope Man and stuff like that. But yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this. Like, what's the, like, let's say you were going to this.
Uh-huh.
What's the one song you really, really want to hear him do?
I got to hear Hovey Baby live.
Hmm.
I have to experience that in my lifetime. Hovey Baby or American Dreamin'. I saw him do Allure live and like I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was in the cool section with like all the old heads with their like the old heads who wanted to hear Reasonable Doubt stuff and then their wives who wanted to hear like Big Pimpin' and New York State of Mind. So when he does what did he do? He did Dead President, he did the verse to Dead President, he did Allure, and then he does one of the verses to Dead President's over the Allure beat or the other way around, I forgot.
Yeah.
But I was losing my mind. That was like one of my favorite hip hop moments ever. So I got to hear, I've heard Allure live, so I just got to hear American Dreamin' or Hovey Baby. How about you? That's a good question.
I mean, he'll never do it, but like early this morning would.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to describe.
All right, hold on.
That would be a, I can't believe I didn't spend money to go to this moment.
Let's try this, guru. Yeah, yeah. Try to stop my day anew.
You know. Hold on.
Morning, America.
Yo, rappers loved telling people good morning. You know what's interesting about that? That kind of makes me realize that I don't know if we would be fully satisfied with the B-side show. Because when I left 444, I was like, yeah, it was cool, but I wanted to hear this and this and this and this. So what happens when you go to the show that's catered to the things that you want to hear and you don't hear everything you want to hear? Like, right. that's a deeper disappointment.
Or what happens when you go and he plays Click?
Right. I was so mad. Why are we playing Click? I don't want to hear this song. Yeah, I'm talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking to me. Shut up, man. Rap. I want to hear that.
He shows up and does Lift Off.
I wouldn't be mad at Liftoff.
I don't think it fits the vibe of this.
It doesn't, but at least it's a B-side.
What was the record that he had on the Funk Flex Big Cap album, The Tunnel?
For My Thugs.
Yeah, he does For My Thugs.
Yo, if he did the Jay-Z Freestyler Volume 2, though?
I almost put that on my list. It'll never happen.
How deep do you want to go?
We're beyond B-sides.
How deep do you want to go? Do you go the Who Shot Your Freestyle from The Professional 2? Like, how deep do you go in the Jay-Z dive?
We do the Big L and J freestyle.
How deep do you want to go? They're not ready for that, Doc. That'll be fire. Yeah, hit us up at CRS Podcast. Oh, let us know, what is the definitive Jay-Z record that if you went to a B-Sides concert, he has to play it. He has to do it. Let us know. I'm going to post that question up on our Instagram too.
So we had talked a little bit about the idea of like a Drake B-side, because he is somebody who has a lot of songs.
Yes.
So like, I need a Drake discography. Hold on. We can go through this real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's an interesting idea for him, right? Because it's like, because when I think of a B-sides concert, I think of like stuff that's like kind of street or grimy, right?
Yes.
But like, I don't think that same principle kind of applies to Drake, does it?
No, because Drake could do, he could do a record like Blim.
That's interesting.
He could do a record like Jaded. I'm just going through.
Like, he, like, okay, so here's some that are definitely on the list. November 18th.
Oh, absolutely. He should be touring So Far Gone right now.
Well, he doesn't need to.
He doesn't. I'm saying it would be dope if he did like an anniversary tour.
I think Light Up with Jay is an interesting one.
Yes.
Let's see.
Lord knows.
Well, that's, yes. Lord knows.
Unforgettable.
He could do a whole, oh man, like Cameras, Good Ones Go Wrong.
Yeah.
Like Doing It Wrong. Yeah. The Real Hurt. Like that whole, like last third of,
oh my God, Do the Ride. Are you serious?
Right. Look What You've Done is dope. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear Practice. That'd be funny, but no.
Yeah, nah. That song wasn't for us, Doc.
What are you saying?
So we're males. We're men. That's what I'm saying.
Tuscan Leather.
He could do Tuscan Leather, yep.
Wu-Tang Forever.
Eh, I was the only one that wasn't crazy about Wu-Tang Forever.
I think that's a dope song. I would definitely want to hear The Language.
Yep. Yep.
Paris Morton Music 2.
Yep. Hey, there's a point where he could do Too Much.
Yeah.
Or from Time. Those are deep cuts that people like.
Amazingly, he doesn't perform more stuff from If You're Reading This when he does live shows. So like all those like tons of, like, I mean, he basically does Know Yourself, maybe Energy, but like 10 Bands.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I would want to hear Company with Travis Scott or Now and Forever, but like, I know that's not right. But like, basically, he could do a whole run of all the PM records, right? Or the Time records, right? So 5 a.m., 6 p.m. in New York, like all those.
Yep.
What else? I don't know if he's doing anything off What a Time to Be Alive.
He could do Big Rings.
Yeah.
And maybe Diamonds Dancing.
That's a dope song. It's an underrated song.
Yeah.
Drake's got a lot.
He's got a whole lot. Western Road Flows, yeah. With You, which he should have just let Party have. Grammys. What is this? Did we talk about this this rumored What a Time Part 2? Or not What a Time Part 2.
Yeah,
What a Time Part 2.
No, I mean... That's an interesting. Does Future need that more than Drake?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah.
Yeah, he might be doing a favor. He might be doing a favor. Because I thought there was going to be the Drake and Migos album.
Right.
Which probably is too late to come out now. Like it should have. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him doing. Yeah, something like Blem or actually like Portland, I could see. Because he doesn't really perform Portland or Sacrifices. He has too many records, right?
Yeah.
You know who's interesting to think about? Kanye.
Kanye could do a Seaside. Sponsored by Clock Radio Speakers.
Right. I've seen him live a bunch. But even like that being said, there are tons of records, like especially because his discography is just so big, he just doesn't ever do.
Yep.
Right? Like he never does... Two words anymore.
Yeah.
You imagine two words, like that beat kicks in,
Two words would be crazy. Yeah, two words would be crazy. He could do to the world.
To the world. Yeah.
He definitely can't do to the world now.
No. Yeah, like he does. There's a ton of like, you know, like this. When was the last time he did We Major?
Would you want Kanye to dig and do like Good Friday stuff?
No, because I would be like, no, play Gone.
Yeah.
Play Late.
Yeah. That's probably what he needs to. That's probably what he needs to do right now.
Well, he's too busy doing the Sunday Service stuff, so don't worry.
Oh, he's doing the old stuff with the Sunday Service.
Yeah.
He probably needs to be like, hey, I'm still that guy. And just weave in some new stuff with the old stuff.
He could do Us Placers and go really deep.
Oh my God. Oh, if he does Us Placers, man. I guess my question would be, would Pharrell and Lupe stand next to him right now?
I bet Pharrell would.
Maybe. Lupe has literally nothing to lose, so.
But like off, I mean, Graduation, right? I mean, he never does Barry Bonds live.
And he shouldn't.
I love that song. How dare you? Cool.
How dare you?
He never does Everything I Am.
I don't need to hear that either.
Mm. He doesn't really do I Wonder.
Oh my God. I Wonder Live is different. I Wonder Live is different.
I mean,
that's a great record.
You want to get, man, the original version of Home.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
No.
I wish, but he's not doing that.
Right.
Do Drive Slow, Crack Music. Oh, Addiction. Oh.
Addiction is so good. Such an underrated Kanye song.
It's a great record. Damn, I'm going to play that when I'm play this when the show's over. It's a great record.
That's the real reason I'm not going to Sunday Service. They listen to the show and they realize we can't have this guy anywhere near this. He's just going to shout out things like, play Homecoming. No, no, the old one.
Because you're going to be, so everybody's going to be dancing in all white and like Doc's going to have a J. Crew polo, some cargo shorts and some flip flops with his arms crossed. And then every time you hear the beginning of a song, you're just going to hear, oh.
First of all, I don't wear cargo shorts.
Come on, man. Where else are you going to hold the bag of almonds?
No.
We're going to hold the trail mix set, man.
No, Marissa's got the bag.
Okay, she's got the bag. That's right. That's right.
Marissa
that's
secures right. the bag of
that's
almonds.
Right. She's that's right. The bag of almonds. Like, oh. Yeah, I could just hear you grunting in the background whenever he plays something that you don't like. But anytime he plays, like if he does We Major, I can just hear you, woo.
Or like he does Welcome to Heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, that's your song. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're killing me, Small.
Oh, if he does Paranoid.
You're like Paranoid.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Kanye records.
He just has a lot, like.
It's a lot of records.
A lot of records.
And again, he could go through, he could do a Swizz Beatz set where he just plays records. He could do the
Power Remix.
Yeah, he could do the Power Remix. He could do one of those, I'm going now. He could do Cold, New God Flow.
You know what would be interesting? So we were talking about the idea of a B-side show, but like for someone like Kanye and actually Drake as well, the idea of what us old heads would call a tunnel banger show.
Tunnel banger. Okay, define that for our listeners
like
who may not know.
Aggressive, hard records. So like, okay. He's playing the Power Remix at the Tunnel Banger show. He's bringing everybody out for So Appalled.
That would be crazy.
Right? Like, he's not going to do Lost in the World. Right?
Oh my God.
He's, you know, he probably won't even do Runaway because it's not that kind of song. And he does run away.
Yeah.
Right. But like Watch the Throne at a Tunnel Banger show, he's doing. Oh, man.
He's doing. Dang, he can't do Otis.
No.
Otis is like really the definition kind of a Tunnel Banger.
Right.
Otis, the beat is, yeah. But he can't do that without Jay. He can't do that record by himself.
Mm, that's true.
What can he do off Watch the Throne? Hold up. Is that not on.
Who Gonna Stop Me?
Spotify. No.
That's not that kind of record.
Who's going to stop me? Eh.
Not aged well.
oh, I guess it's a Jay-Z album.
Mm.
It's not on Spotify.
That's interesting.
Very.
Oh, Illest MFR Alive. I forgot about that song.
That's why I say you're going to be at the B-side show next to Russell Crowe. Russell's waiting on his name drop.
Oh, man. Anyway, obviously Kanye can do. So like a Drake B-side show would be interesting. A Kanye B-side mm-hmm. show would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Nas show would be kind of interesting. But like, yeah. Would there be that much difference between a Nas B-side show? Because like Nas is going to play like stuff from Illmatic at his show.
Mm-hmm.
But like he probably won't go out and do like Eye for an Eye.
I think he would.
Oh man. I but could do a whole do, show like, of Nas like guest appearances. I'd
yeah, happy. Would he'd have to do Verbal Intercourse.
Okay, see that I would pay a lot of money for.
He could do the Clue freestyle where he's rhyming over Uptown Anthem. He has to do I Gave You Power. He has to do
he could just get out there and do the whole run of songs that led up to the Jay like the, he could do the whole run of Jay Diss records.
I would love to hear the Stillmatic freestyle. I would love to hear
freestyle.
Yeah, I would love to hear Silent Murder.
Oh.
I would love to hear Project Windows. I would love to hear God.
It's the 20th anniversary of I Am.
Yeah.
So he could do all those records.
What, Dr. Knock Boots?
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Bum, bum, bum. It's like that beat's like dun dun dun. Dun. It's like nope.
Oh,
nope,
that good. Beat is terrible.
It is bad.
He said he regrets that song. I'm glad he said that.
Okay, that's good.
But it's okay.
Does he regret K-I-S-S-I-N-G?
Probably not.
He should.
Girl, you and me. He could do Self-Conscious. He could do his QB's Finest records. He could do Purple. He could do Drunk by Myself, Black Zombies. Like this.
Nas has a lot of potential B-sides.
Yes, he does. Even the other records, the old records with 50, Projects Too Hot, Who I Rep With. He could go lots of places.
Now you know it'd be an amazing. You know,
he could do the Rise and Fall.
You know, it'd be an amazing B-sides concert.
What's that?
Dipset.
Bruh. Listen, this is why I don't have Dipset conversations with people, because people usually default to I'm ready and
I mean they can play all that too. That's
fine. I really mean it. Yeah, sure. No. I want to hear You Ought to Know.
You Ought to Know.
I want to hear
You're going to Love Me.
You're going to love me. I want to hear The Answer. I want to hear Red. Oh my God. Red Bandana. What?
Oh, I forgot about Red Bandana.
I want to hear his mic check freestyle, the mic check joint.
I want to hear Glory.
Yeah, Cam's got records. I want to hear Sports Center.
Right.
I want to hear Diamonds and Pearls.
Oh. Let Me Know. Can you imagine Let Me Know in New York City?
I would love bring X out and do Pull It.
Right. You know, obviously Cam's going to do the Horse and Carriage remix.
Bring Silk out. Bring Silk, Wyclef. They ain't doing nothing.
Charlie.
Yep. They ain't doing nothing. They're available.
So it sounds like what we're saying, and I'd love to hear fans' feedback on this, listeners' feedback on this as well. The who would you like? First of all, one, should artists do more B-side tours? And then two, who would you like to hear B-side tours from?
Mobb Deep's another group that could have done one.
Yeah.
Mobb Deep could have done one.
I mean, Wu-Tang could have, but you know.
Oh, but they could do F-sides.
Right. They are somehow allergic to the kind of touring that we all want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably complicated, right?
Jeezy could do a B-side show.
That's interesting. I mean, yes, he comes out to Trap or Die intro, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. And then he'd go right into Trap or Die.
Sure.
Yeah, I played that recently. Like my girl's a big Jeezy fan. So sometimes we get in our getting our trapper. We got in the trapper die bag.
Do you just have conversations where you're speaking exclusively in Jeezy ad-libs?
Yes. Well, we definitely she knows a lot of lyrics, so we often end our conversations with lyrics. It's annoying sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, but sometimes it's great. It, even I try to like stump her with stuff and she gets it.
Mm.
It's the Cormega episode come to real life.
Does she drive a 95 Mazda MPV?
No, but she wants a big truck. Okay. So she wants big truck series.
Do you go shopping at the Timberland outlet store?
She does want some Tims. She's okay. Trying to figure out what we're going to do with the sneaker ball. She's not allowed to wear Tims to the sneaker ball. It's not happening.
Right.
Okay. She's owned a jersey dresser 3.
Okay.
You know, some things, some places.
So for Halloween, you two are going to dress up as Jay and Maya from the Best of Me 2 video.
Ooh. That would be hard. Might have to do that. I'm going to have to run that by her.
Speaking of B-sides for Jay-Z, Best of Me.
Yeah, he's tripping. I don't know why he ain't performed that yet.
He never performs that.
He doesn't. That's totally something to do.
It's because, like, the problem with Jay, right, is because he has a handful of these crossover records that, like, his serious fans don't really ever want to hear, but he feels like he has to play.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're going to a Jay-Z B-side show, you don't want to hear any Beyonce records.
Not at all.
And you don't want to hear Alicia Keys singing about New York City.
Not at all.
Right.
I was so angry at the end of 444.
Of course he's doing that.
Angry.
It's his biggest hit.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say about B-sides?
Yeah, party in my house. Yeah, party in my house. That's all I could say.
Woof. Now you just want to go listen to some music, right?
Yeah, I want to hear Addiction first, and I'm going to get into my B-sides. Oh, man. I can't believe I missed Blackout.
Addiction is so good.
Yo, Jay, I'm a monster. Oh, my God. I talked to you about this offline, how we talk about rappers like athletes, like baseball cards. We've talked about that 97, 98 Jay. Where he would just get on records and be like, okay, I'm about to kill everybody. Watch out. Right. If you start out, we talked about Ayo, Ayo, Ayo. If you start out your verse and the ad lib is, I'm a monster, and then you rap, and they even change the beat for you a little bit. Like, come on. That's ugly. And yeah, that's record with Jadakiss and DMX.
Yeah, they didn't put Jay at the end, which they probably should have.
They probably should have.
I mean, it's X's album, so like he closes it out, but like, yeah. Sorry, DMX. That's Jay's song now.
Man, I wonder if DMX does Niggas and Start or something at his concert. Yeah, I might have to pay resale. I still got some time. I got a couple weeks
before. When is he? Oh, honey, look,
I think one of the shows, this Detroit show and a Cleveland show. One is on the 3rd and the other's on the 5th. I got some time.
Oh, man. He's going to be in LA Saturday.
Well,
I don't, Marissa would kill me.
I mean, better that than,
Somebody opening up for him named West Coast Dave. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Do you know how many times he's going to shout out Rest in Peace Nipsey Hussle?
Yeah.
Now we're at the point where, like, it's starting to die down. And, like, now people are, I think they're coming. I'm not gonna tell people how to grieve, but, like, some people are doing a little too much. It's a little too much. Nipsey's name is drawing a lot of attention, and so some people are playing into that. That's all I'll say.
How are you not going to go to Express Lot to Midwest Summerfest?
Is that Scarface, Silk the Shocker, and somebody else?
It's DMX.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs.
No.
Maya.
Okay.
Young Bloods.
When is this?
Saturday, June 8th, Columbus, Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
You can get general admission standard tickets for $49 on the lawn or $69 in a seat.
Bruh.
How are you not going to that?
I'm super tripping.
Yeah.
I'm looking that up right now. Now they've got, hold on. The only ones that, oh, these are Columbus. Hold on. Where do you see yours at?
I saw it on Ticketmaster.
Okay. Let me look them up on my phone because I'm going to send this to my people. I get to see Maya up close. Yeah, that might happen. That might happen. I'm sorry.
And this concludes.
Nope. I'm just kidding. That's fine. I'll take that one.
Oh, okay. So it's general admission lawn, $49. General admission pit, $69.
No. So we went. So Express Live, I believe, is where. Okay. If it's that way. Okay. If they're talking lawn, then that's where we went and saw Kendrick at. And it was way better to be on the lawn than in the pit.
So $49.
Yeah. We had room. Like. It was super nice. The acoustics of Express Live were really, really good. So we heard Kendrick clear as day. It was a really good show.
Speaking Best of Me Part 2.
Go see 311. Wait, what day is this show?
It is May 8th.
Huh, why is it not on the thing? Oh, there it is. June 8th. All right, yep. Nope, sending this to my people right now. Okay, sorry.
I was gonna say I might edit that off. I don't know. We'll see. But no, fine. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, I think we're good, man. Good show.
All right. Well, yeah, good show. Thank you everybody for listening. As always, please hit us up at CRS Podcast on Twitter. Let us know what you think. I definitely want to hear what artists you want to hear. B-side concerts from, and definitely what's the one J song you'd want to hear at the B-sides concert. Armand, you got anything else to plug?
No, not right now.
Maybe new music at some point?
Absolutely. I'm working.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody.